Welcome back to the Jesse Freeze Show, brought to you by www.insidernj.com. Online news for political insiders in New Jersey.
Welcome back. Our guest today, Lori Sackler, author of The M Word, The Money Talk, which is so essential for everyone to have today. Lori, if there are a number of siblings, how do you know which one to choose to appoint as executor? And does this usually cause problems?
In families, everyone is different, right? All the kids are different. Most likely they're choosing a different career path. They've studied something along the way they have expertise in, or they have a trade. So my point is, I would look at what the skill sets are. And it's very common for parents to pick the person to be the executor who they think has the most knowledge to be able to, because it's not an easy role to play. You know, if there's more than one adult child and they want to be involved as well, you could have co-executors, or you could have a surviving spouse be a co-executor with one of the adult kids. I guess the point is, you have to look at and examine what their skill sets are. And is this the right, is this person going to be able to handle this job? If not, is there a professional around who can be appointed executor or work as co-executor or be an advisor? So you need to play out all these roles and figure out who's the best fit. And then, of course, sometimes that can create conflict because, you know, Susie got picked over Janie. So that's when you need to have the conversation and sort through it. And maybe there's another role for the other kid to play. Remember, there's multiple roles here to play. You got the executor. If you have a trust, a trustee, you've got someone who has to have financial power of attorney, someone who could have medical power of attorney. There's a lot of roles to go around. And so, you know, my advice is to pick the kid, you know, pick your adult child, pick the right one for the right job, and make sure you explain it to them. First of all, you need to inform them in advance. Make sure they're comfortable. If they're uncomfortable, maybe there is a way that you can connect that person with one of your professionals or with somebody who can help educate. Look, at the end of the day, what you don't want to see is the wrong people picked who don't do a very good job. And at the same time, you know, the siblings are going to fight it out because there's conflict in just the selecting, or maybe that person isn't competent to do that job. This is not easy stuff. That's why you want to think about it in advance. You want to have conversations. You want to engage the family members that are going to be involved and make sure you have the right individuals in the right role.
And due to the different inheritances and wills and the fact of choosing the right executor, children often separate and never talk to each other again. And that is so sad. What are the hidden elements does one need to consider before and during money talk?
Well, that's a really good question. That's like my 5-step process. Can I just walk you through it real quickly?
Yes.
Because that'll help.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the first step is you want to identify the transition. So maybe, you know, you're starting to age and you're feeling like this is the time to really start to set up the instruments and get the family members involved. And that's the transition that you're going through. And that will inform what topics then that need to be talked about. And the second step is what I call prepare the inner landscape. Figure out what factors are interfering with your family having the conversation. Is it the cultural barriers? Is it just not an easy thing to do for your family? Is it because there's conflict between marital partners? You have to kind of examine and look at your own family and figure out how you're going to tackle that reason or tackle that particular element that's interfering. And then the third is what I call prepare the owl landscape. And that's basically how to have the talk. And you answer the questions, the what, who, when, where, why, and how. What is the topic? You know, what is the transition? Who needs to be involved in this? You know, which kids are going to be involved in and sort of helping to manage this aging situation? When is the best time? Certainly not during the holidays when people are stressed from traveling. Where, what's the right appropriate place to have the conversation? Where there's no interference, where there's not baggage that's being brought to the table. So it's a what, who, when, where, okay, and the why.
Yes.
Why is it so important? Maybe mom and dad are aging and they realize they need to start putting things in place, including family members in certain roles. And then the how do you conduct it? And I give examples. It's important to have an agenda, to share it with family members so they can give you input that might shape the conversation and the agenda. And of course, how you're going to resolve conflict, you need to think about that also. And then the fourth step is ask for help. So if you're in a family where this is not going to be an easy task, and you have, for example, a financial advisor, an accountant, or someone that you're very close to that knows the family, has the skill sets, and can help keep the money talk on track, then by all means, include that person, because having a third person on board can diffuse conflict, can help keep people in a more rational zone when they may otherwise want to act out. And if we're dealing with aging issues, could be a case manager, somebody who has expertise around how to manage situations where parents are aging. And then the fifth step is to repeat as necessary. So you're going to pick a process that works for your family, and then you're going to have these talks on multiple occasions to get to the end result.
Well, that is excellent, excellent advice. I just have 2 minutes left. And so how do you plan for successful money talks over the long term? In your book, you give helpful information about getting married, getting divorced, getting remarried, changing jobs, shifting careers, caring for aging parents, and you preparing for retirement. You've covered it all in your book.
All of these transitions are necessary, and all of us are going to deal with one or more of these transitions in our lives. What I'm trying to emphasize is the importance to identify it, tackle it, create a culture in your family where it's not a taboo to talk about these things and to put them out there and ask for help. Because at the end of the day, each and every transition we go through is going to be in many ways challenging for some people more than others. But if you can come to the table with some openness and willingness to have dialogue, you're just going to have a greater success in getting through all the different transitions in life.
Well, unfortunately, our time has come to an end. We thank you, Lori Sackler, for revealing your very informative and helpful book, The M Word, The Money Talk Every Family Needs to Have About Wealth and Their Family Future. Thank you so much for joining us, and I urge everyone to get a copy of your book, The M Word.
Thank you so much. It's been great talking with you today.
You too. Stay tuned for Julie Briggs and her riveting political roundtable coming up next. I'm Jesse Fries. Good day.